Self-Handicapping, Session 1, Introduction, from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia at em.wikipedia.org. Self-handicapping is a cognitive strategy by which people avoid effort in the hopes of keeping potential failure from hurting self-esteem. It was first theorized by Edward E. Jones and Stephen Beckles, according to whom self-handicaps are obstacles created or claimed by the individual in anticipation of failing performance. Self-handicapping can be seen as a method of preserving self-esteem, but it can also be used for self-enhancement and to manage the impressions of others. This conservation or augmentation of self-esteem is due to changes in causal attribution or the attribution of success and failure that self-handicapping affords. There are two methods that people use to self-handicap: behavioral and claimed self-handicaps. People withdraw effort or create obstacles to successes so they can maintain public and private self-images of competence. Samina and Savarmari, 2018, defines self-handicapping is a process of employing unique verbal and or non-verbal strategies of carelessness on lethargy in and withdrawal from the academic duties and responsibilities, which leads to lower academic standards. Self-handicapping is a widespread behavior amongst behavior that has been observed in a variety of cultures and geographical areas. For instance, students frequently participate in a self-handicapping behavior to avoid feeling bad about themselves if they do not perform well in class. Self-handicapping behavior has also been observed in the business world. The effects of self-handicapping can be both large and small and found in virtually any environment wherein people are expected to perform.